Last time we started the Mishnah on that base, Isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, V'Kones Atzah B'Shtei Drachim, Niknes B'Keset B'Shtar V'Via, V'Kones Atzah V'Ger as a Nisas Haba. The Mishnah delineates three different ways that one can win the Kaddish in Isha. So comes Rashi and makes a very interesting statement. First Rashi in the Sechma. Isha Niknes L'Baila. A woman is Niknes L'Baila B'Shalosh Drachim, the Mefarish V'Azil, Keset Shtar V'Via. The question is, what is this Rashi adding with the word Levaila? What does Rashi have in mind to say that she's nicknamed Levaila? Of course it's Levaila. Who else is she going to be nicknamed to? Rashi's very careful with his Lashon, and yet here he adds the word Levaila. It seems completely extra, redundant, unnecessary. Why does he need Levaila to explain anything? So Bamis, the easiest shot, the simplest explanation we can give, is what the Maribe Rav says. Maribe Rav was the Rebbe of the Beit Yosef, so he wrote Chidushim on the Sechet Chidushim. It's a separate sefer, it's not in the Kovei. I didn't assign it because it's a tough read. This is something of what he said. He actually adds to it. But he suggests that maybe Rashi adds this word Labaila to say that every woman is Kenuya, every woman is acquired by someone else in a different way. There are three types of women that the Mishnayos in the beginning of the Sechet Kiddushin talk about. One is a Stam Isha, the classical woman that we talk about. So that Isha's nicknames, B'Shalosh Drachim, Akasha Shtarobiyah. Who is she nicknames to? Baila. Then we have a Yavama, that's at the end of the Mishnah. The Yavama is nicknames to Yavam. Not in three ways, but only in one way, only B'Via. Right? That's another case. And then we have a Mishnah Daf Yudalit that says that in Amma Ivriya, a Jewish slave, so to speak, is also nicknamed to who? To the Adam. How is she nicknamed? Not the Via, the Kesef Ushtar. So there are three different types of women who are nicknamed in different ways. The Stamish is nicknamed B'Shalosh Drachim, the Amma Ivriya is nicknamed B'Shtei Drachim, the Kesef Ushtar, the Yavam is nicknamed V'Via. So Efshem Ekenzogin, the simple answer that you could give is that Rashi says L'Baila, just to explain that the Stam Isha is Knuya not to an Ado, not to a Yavam, but to a Baal. She's nicknamed B'Shalosh Drachim. That's what you could have said. Simply, that's the simple Pshat in the Rashi. The problem is, even though that seems to be the basic Pshat in the Rashi, but it doesn't answer the question that we ask. Why does Rashi have to say it? It's obvious. That's the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Aye, but we don't know the Om Evri until Daf Yedalit. Yeah, but anyone who's learning Kiddushin should have learned the Mishnahis of the first parak before they started the Masechta. You have to have some kind of a background. It's only a couple of Mishnahis. Right? So if you learn the Mishnahis, you see that there are three different types of women, and they're nicknames in different ways. So why do I need Rashi to help us along? The Mishnah says it. Rashi always adds words to embellish and to explain what the Mishnah is saying, but not just to repeat what the Mishnah is saying. So the kasha remains, why does Rashi need the word Labaila to explain the Mishnah? So comes the Ran and adds a few more words to Rashi. It could be the Ran is really explaining Rashi with these words. What does the Ran say? Isha nicknames Labaila, Lahatzricha mimeno get. Lahatzricha mimeno get. The woman is nicknames Labaila, Lahatzricha mimeno get, meaning she's Asura l'kulayama until she gets a get. That's what the Ran says. Labaila means that now she needs a get from the Baal in order to make him Muteres. It would seem as though the Ran is understanding that nicknames Labaila means that she is now Asura. She is Miyuchedes Labaila. She's Muteres Labaila. Nicknames means she's Muteres Labaila, but she's Asura L'Kulei Alma. So that's what Rashi is saying. Labaila means that she's Muteres Labaila, but she's Asura L'Kulei Alma. She's a Sura L'Kulayam, if she's Mizana, she's Chayeves Chedek, or if she's a Naira, she gets Skila. So it could be, if that's what the Ran means, that's the Kavon of Rashi. Labaila means Lios Muteres Labaila, but to be a Sura L'Kulayam without a get. Maybe that's what Rashi has in mind over here with this extra word. The Meiri seems to interpret differently. He's not explaining Rashi, he's just explaining the Mishnah. If you put the Meiri into Rashi, or even if you don't put the Meiri into Rashi, the Meiri is explaining differently. What does the Meiri say? If you have a Kovetz, let's all turn to the Meiri. Meiri says on page Vav in the solution, Meiri in the Kovet, Klomar Meiri, Klomar, Ha'isha Niknes, what does that mean? Klomar, Ha'isha Niknes Lamekadesh, Le'inyan Shelo Yehei Acher Yochel Liz Kozva, V'she'enu Niteres L'shum Adam Od B'chaya V'la B'get. What's the Meiri saying? Ha'isha Niknes Labaila, what does Labaila mean? He does echo the Ran a little bit. He does mention that, but he says something different in the beginning. What does he say at first? What does that mean? Give me a different phrase for that statement that we discussed yesterday. Ein kiddushin tofsin ba. That's what the Meiri seems to be saying. A woman is nicknames with kiddushin, with keser shtar ubiya, le'inyin zeh, that ain't kiddushin tov simba, and secondly, that she's a Cyrilla Kulayava without a get. The Meiri seems to be talking about two different realms. He's talking about the fact that she's kinuya levaila, but she's also a Cyrilla Kulayava. Seems to be tzvei dinim that the Meiri is referring to. She's kinuya levaila, le'inyin zeh, the ain't kiddushin tov simba, but she's also a Cyrilla Kulayama. The Meiri doesn't seem to say that Ein Kiddushin Tov Simba is because of the Issa L'Kulayama. It's an independent concept. The Kiddushin make her Kenuya Levaila, and because she's Kenuya Levaila, Ein Acher Yochol Lizkos Ba, no one else can be Zochen her Ein Kiddushin Tov Simba. That's because she's Kenuya Levaila. But aside from that, she's also a Cyrilla Kulayama. He seems to be saying that there is Tzvei Dinim over here. The Ran didn't learn like that. The Ran didn't learn that she's Kenuya Labaila. The Ran just says that she's a Cyrilla Kulayama. Why didn't the Ran learn like the Meiri? They seem to be learning differently. They're very similar, but they're not exactly the same. The Meiri adds this extra point that she's Kenuya Labaila, the Inyan Zeh, that Ein Kiddushin Tov Simba, but the Ran doesn't pick up on that. The Ran just says she's Kenuya Labaila, the Inyan Zeh, she's Tzricha Get. She's a Cyrilla Kulayama, she needs to get in order to be Mutter Kulayama. Why didn't the Ran say like the Meiri? So I think perhaps the Ran and the Meiri are, yes, Josh.
I was thinking, did you say that number one is attachment to the Kumi because she's considered to everyone, therefore, in the Kumi? You say that Ein Kiddushin Tov Simba for the Meiri is a separate.
I think it's a separate concept, right. You're saying according to the Ran, the fact that Ein Kiddushin Tov Simba is a function of the Issa. Okay, we're going to get to that, perhaps. But even before we get there, I think the Ran and the Meiri are disagreeing fundamentally about the nature of the Kumi Kiddushin. What does it mean, Ha'isha Niknes, that the Mishnah seems to associate the concept of Kinyan with Kiddushin? Is Kiddushin a Kinyan? What is a Kinyan? So we're familiar with the concept of Kinyan from the realm of Mekachomemker. Person can buy and sell, Metaltalim, Karkos, movable objects, real property. We find the concept of Kinyan when it comes to Dinei Mamonis. A person can own something. He can have a Kinyan Mamon in the Guf HaDavar, in the Gufa Metaltlim, in the Gufa Karka, you can have a Kinyan moment. So at first glance, you would say the Kiddushin is the same. Isha Niknes means that the Baal can own his wife. He can have a Kinyan Aguf in his wife. He has a Kinyan moment in her. That's not the only aspect of Kiddushin. There's no question there is a Chalos Isser in Kiddushin as well. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara says on the Beis, right, there are two different lashonas that the Gemara, that the Mishnah uses when it comes to Kiddushin. Ha'isha Niknes, and also Ha'ish Mekadesh. The Mishnah uses a lashon of Niknes and a lashon of Kiddushin. Why does it use two different lashonas? That's the first sugya. Let's look at the first sugya together. Ma'ishna'ach ha'tani Ha'isha Niknes, Ma'ishna'ach ha'tani Ha'ish Mekadesh. Why does it use a lashon of Niknes here and a lashon of Mekadesh in the second parak? Shem's Kaboy l'mitzvi kesef. Here the Mishnah is going to say that she's nicknamed the Kesef. The Kesef is Minolan Gama Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Kiddushin Kesef are derived with Zera Shava Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. You have a Kasha the Gemara?
I'm the Meiri.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, Kesef is Gama Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. That really is only one marker for Kesef. We're going to see there are actually two different makaras. This is not, actually over here explained, this is not the stage of the Gemara where we're talking about the source of Kiddusha Kesef and Shishtar Kiddusha Biyah, but, you know, the Gemara just mentions this particular makor. There actually are two different makoros, and the Gemara and Avdalan Amez is going to have a tzricha, so why we need both. But we learn, Kesef kicha kicha mistay Ephraim, tzivacha kiga cheshishuk, tzivacha nasadik hasef asada, kach mimeni, kicha kicha mistay Ephraim, v'kicha ikri kinyin, kicha is called a kinyin, l'chziv asada shakona avram, inami tzivacha b'kesef yiknu. So we learn kicha kesef kicha kicha mistay Ephraim, and kicha is called a kinyin, Tani ha'isha nikneis. That's why the Mishnah here used the lashon of nikneis. Ivanisni ha'asam ha'ish kona. You like the lashon of kinyan? Great. So let's say in the beginning of the second parak, ha'ish kona. Why does it say ha'ish mekadesh? If you like a lashon of kinyan, so use lashon of kinyan in both. Dr. Gemara, karat tani lishna daraisa, lebesof tani lishna derabana. First, it used the lashon of kinyan because that's the lashon of the Torah. Ki'ikach. Ki'icha is the lashon of kinyan. Later, Ha'ish Mekadesh, later the Mishnah uses the Lashon Derabanan Mekudeshes, that's the Lishna Derabanan, it's not Lishna Deraisa, my Lishna Derabanan, the Asala Kuliyama Kehekdesh. Mekudeshes means the Asala Kuliyama Kehekdesh. So the Gemara understands that the Mishnayis of the Mesechta pick up on two parts of Kiddushin. There is an element of Kinyan in Kiddushin, it would sound like. The fact that Kiddush HaKesef is derived from Stei Ephraim, which is a Kinyan HaSodeh, right? Kinyan HaSodeh, HaSodeh Shekona Avram, sounds like there is an element of Kinyan in Kiddush. The Lashon Niknes also sounds like there's an element of Kinyan. I mean, that's what the words indicate. But there is an element of Isser as well. Ish Mekadesh sounds like Mekudeshes. There is an element of Kiddush in the Asala Kuliyama Kedesh. There are Tzvei Dinim in Kiddush that would appear from the Gemara. Just a simple reading of the Gemara would seem to imply that there are Tzvei Dinim, two parts to Kiddush. There's a Kinyan element and there's an Isser element. A Kinyan Labal and an Isser Lekulei Alma. A Kinyan Labal and an Isser Lekulei Alma. Now these could be two independent concepts. Could be one flows from the other. Maybe the fact that she's Kenuya Levaila that makes her Asura Lekulei Alma. It could be that the Isser flows from the Kenyan. It doesn't have to be independent. But it sounds like there are two different inyanim that are playing out over here in Kiddushin. That really there is a Kinyan Labal, a Kinyan HaGuf in the Isha Labal, a Kinyan Maman that the Baal has in Guf or Isha, but also Lakuli Amikah Hekdesh, there's also a Chalos Isra Kedushin. That's at first glance what you'd say, but there it's Tzvei Dinim. It's not just the Chalos Isra, but the Lashon of Niknes, and the fact that you're learning Kiddush HaKesef from Steyer, from Kicha Kicha, sounds like there is a Kinyan Maman, that the husband actually owns the Guf or Isha. Now how does he own the Guf or Isha? Now clearly, he doesn't own the Guf HaIsha the same way as he owns Mithalim or Karkos. What's the difference between the way that a person owns Mithalim or Karkos and the way that a person owns an Isha? Well, what's one obvious difference? You can't sell your wife. Now, you can acquire Mithalim, then you can sell the Mithalim. I can acquire Karka, and then I can sell. I can acquire my house, and I can sell the house. You can't acquire a wife and then sell her to someone else. You can give her a get, and then she can marry someone else. But you can't sell her to someone else. It's not exactly like owning someone, Chalila. No one's saying he owns his wife completely. Kishara, the Kishara v'chamora, mamish. Not Kishara v'chamora. That no one is debating. But one can say that there's a Kinyan HaGuf in the wife. What is the Kinyan HaGuf in the wife? For what? For what does he own his wife? Help me. For what does he own his wife? For some of the things that we discussed last time. For what? The Sheva Malachot, exactly. There are Shibudim that she has to the husband. Now, how do we understand Shibudim? Does it mean that she has to work for him, but he doesn't own her? Is she like a poel? If I have a business and I have workers that are working for me, what, I own the workers? No, I don't own the workers. They have an obligation to me. They signed a contract, so they have to work for me. Is that the relationship of husband and wife, that the woman has to work for the husband? And her metziah goes to the husband, and the Yerusha goes to the husband, etc. There are certain obligations that a woman has toward the husband, and the husband has obligations toward the wife. Look, the wife, no one's going to say that the wife owns the husband. That's impossible. She didn't do a kinyan on the husband. The case of Shtar Biah is that the husband is doing these kinyanim on the wife. No one's going to say that the husband is owned by the wife, and yet the shibudim of Shek Sus V'ona, they apply from the husband to the wife. So should we say that the shibudim of the wife toward the husband are the same? It's just shibud. Well, Efshim Kenzagin, more than just the shibud. Maybe the husband is a kinyan mammon and a gofaisha. Vis-a-vis the shibud. Maybe Taka owns his wife. Not the seller. Not the shor of a hamor. But maybe as a kinyan mammon and gofaisha, vis-a-vis the shibudim, that she's obligated to do certain things. And he has chusim in her metziah, in her nechasim. Maybe there are tzveidinim in kiddushin. There is a kinyan mammon, a kinyan legufa isha, and the chalos iser as well. Which rishon did we see that seems to imply such an approach in kiddushin? What? The Meiri, before the Meiri. Last time. Toser Rosh. Who said that? Yair. Exactly. Toser Rosh that we saw yesterday, that Toser Rosh and Achei clearly seems to imply this way, right? Ula says, Dvar Torah, Arusa Bat Yisrael, Ocheles B'Truma, Minat Torah, and Arusa can eat Truma. Midr Abonet, she can't because we're afraid. There's a Gzeira that maybe she'll give to her siblings. Minat Torah, though, she can eat Truma. How can she eat Truma? Because of a Kosa, Kinyan Kaspo. The Kanki, the Nefesh, Kinyan Kaspo. The Kinyan Kaspo can eat. So an Isha, an Isha's coin is Yudas Kinyan Kaspo. Why is she Kinyan Kaspo? What makes her Kinyan Kaspo? Says the Rosh, she's Kinyan Kaspo because he's Moshel Aleha, U'mishu Badaslo. She's Meshubadas to the husband. So what? What does that have to do with it? That's Kinyan Kaspo. Kinyan Kaspo sounds like he owns her. It's like a Behema Lahavdil. And Eved, these, we know that the Behema of coin can eat Shuma. The Eved Kanani of a coin can eat Shuma. Not an Eved Ivri of a coin. The Eved Ivri of a coin can eat Shuma. He's not Kinyan Kaspo of the coin. He's not Kinyan Kaspo of the Adon in the same way. He's not owned Kishor of a Hamora. So how is the Isha Kinyan Kaspo? So that's what the Rosh says. Hi, Kinyan Kaspo. Look at Mishu Moshel Aleho Mishu Vedas Lamika Kinyan Kaspo. How is she Kinyan Kaspo? The Rosh must assume that there is a Kinyan Mammon, the Gufa Isha. Kiddushin creates a Kinyan Haguf for the husband. He owns her. His seller. Not Kishor V'chamor Mamsh. But he does own her. He has a Kinyan Haguf in her. And that's why we can call that Kinyan Kaspo. There are Tzvei Dinim going on over here. There is a Chalos Issa, but above and beyond the Chalos Issa, there is a Kinyan Mammon in Gufa Isha. That is created through Kiddushin. That's what the Rosh clearly implies. The Shibudim ben Isha le'ish, ben Isha le'baila, are not just Shibudim, she's not just like a poyo. No, it's that the husband has a kinyan haguf in the Isha, le'inyan melocha. Gavriel, right? Le'inyan the Shibudim, le'inyan the Zchuyos of Metziah, the Masiyadayim, and Yerusha, etc. Aye, but that's the Rabbanon, as we said. These are dinim derabbanon. The answer is no. There's a concept d'oraisa that he has a kinyan haguf, but the chachamim interpret what the pasuk is saying. What does the relationship of the ishus create? Right? Where is the kinyan mammon? Right? What kinds of shibudim are there? So once the chachamim determine what the shibudim are, then minat Torah these shibudim are going to be chal, because there is a kinyan haguf that the husband has in his wife as a result of the kiddushin. The Stipler in Simon Yud Gimel quotes a very interesting Tashbeis. The Tashbeis was one of the Rishonim. I didn't assign it to you, but the Stipler quotes from the Tashbeis, who also says, I think that there's a Kinyan Mammon in Gufa Isha as a result of the Kiddushin. There must be, he says. You know why? Because if not, then how could the Baal after his wife through the Maisa Kiddushin? Through Keter Shtar and Bia, the Baal is going to after his wife for Kuleyama. How does that work? Ein Adonos Edov Hashem Shalom. I can't answer Gavriel's peros on Gavriel. I can't say that Gavriel's gemara should be usher on him. It doesn't make any sense. If it belongs to Gavriel, if I don't have any bialos on the gemara, then I can't usher his gemara. He can usher his gemara. He can usher his gemara on himself. He can usher his gemara on me. It might not be smart for him to usher his gemara on me, but he can do it. Right? If he owns it, he has bialos, then he can usher. Frek the tashbeis. Ain't the most of davashin shalom. If there isn't any kinyan aguf that the Baal has in his wife through Kiddushin, then how can she become Asura L'Kuleyama through Kiddushin? It's a Madna Kasha, right? Because you could say that the Torah asks, if he does a Maisa Kiddushin, the Torah asks, but the Tashbeis looks at the Chalos Issa, he looks at the second aspect of Kiddushin, and he says, that second aspect proves that there must be another aspect, there must be a Kinyan Hagur, there must be a Kinyan Mammon and Gufa Isha as a result of Kiddushin too. Because if not, the Din of Ein Adamot, the Davashin HaShalom, would prevent the Issa from being Chal. Interesting, right? It's not mukhra, because you could say that's the Torah's halacha. Torah says you do a ma'aseh kiddushin, we ask him. But the Tashbei says, no, he's got to be a bialim to ask him. Must be he is a bialim over his wife, because if not, how can the issa be charam? Interesting. So far we have a Tosa Rush and we have a Tashbei, who both seem to say that kiddushin does create a kinyan moment in gufo isha to the ba'al. Yes. Michael, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you say that once she agrees the kiddushin, part of it is that she's offering herself to everyone?
I hear. Saying she's accepting the issa. That a ma'aseh kiddushin is taking effect and she's accepting the issa upon herself. Good. That's another way to answer. It's not that the Torah is creating the issa, maybe she's the one who's creating the issa. So it's not the husband who's creating the issa. Okay. I mean, that's a possibility. The problem is we're going to see later that the kiddushin has to take place mitzad the baal. If the woman is involved in the process, she's involved in the ma'aseh kiddushin, so then that's not called kiddushin. There's something lacking. So to say that the woman is the one who's creating the itzah, that might take away from the ma'aseh kiddushin. So I'm not excited about that possibility, but I hear what you're trying to say. Just one second. Let me guess the name. Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Jacob, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't the whole institution of get on your back just prove that he has bialus over her?
Doesn't prove he has bialus over Guf Aisha, it just proves that he's in control of the itza, the hefty of his wife. It's not the same. My description of bialus over Guf Aisha means a monetary bialus. He has shibudim on her, that he has a kinyan on her that she has to do things for him, malachos for him. There are financial zechuyos for the husband. Not issa v'hefa. I'm not talking about issa v'hefa here. There's a, okay, you know what? Let's clarify on the board to make it even better. Kinyan moment labal v'gufa isha. I'm talking about a kinyan moment. I'm not talking about Isurin here. So get relates to Iftar. Number one, it's nothing to do with get. She bought him. She has malacha she has to do for him. Mashakonsi shakana baila. He's yoresh her. These are momentistic halachas. According to the Tashbeis and the Rosh, the Baal has a kinyan haguf, a kinyan moment in gufa isha as a result of the kiddushin.
But as the Meiri also denies that there's a kinyan mamon here, why would the Meiri not?
The Meiri denies that there's a kinyan mamon over here? Yeah, what did he say?
That he says that there's no shibud, right? That the ein hakinyan gamor the gamre the ishtabed lo b'shiva
melachot. Read that again.
The ein hakinyan gamor.
There's a kinyan. There's a partial kinyan of shaf erison.
Okay.
L'may nafkamina that there's a partial kinyan of shaf erison.
The shibud.
No. L'may nafkamina that there's a partial kinyan of shaf erison.
What do you mean by in kiddushin to simba?
Let's talk about it. Be patient, okay? We're going to get back to it. Michael.
In regards to stuff like in the seed of the wife, a father has similar rights.
Correct.
To
that's what the Mishnah Ksuba says. We talked about that.
He doesn't own his daughter, though. Monetarily, would you say a father owns his daughter?
Maybe.
Yeah. But he's not
he can marry her off, Balkarcha. He can marry her off, Balkarcha.
Yeah, but
he can sell it. He can even sell her into shidduch.
But in regards to Nezikin, the daughter, like if she causes damage, the parents are not the daughter, like halakhically liable to it, because it's not like they own them like an animal or something.
Okay.
There's a difference.
There could be a difference, but he definitely owns her for certain halachas, even for monetary issues.
There's a kind of ownership that's not real ownership, but there's something there.
Okay. Okay, but I'm just trying to point out that there is a possibility that kiddushin does create a kinyan moment in gufa isha. That's what I'm trying to point out. There are Rishonim who disagree vehemently with this. The Ramban is a notable cholek on the Tosa Rosh and the Tashbei. Where does the Ramban say there's no kinyan moment in gufa isha? So it's actually in the sugya on Dav Gimel, the sugya of Chalif, and some of you may have gotten to it. I know some of you were just toying with this sugya at the end of Seder. So just in case you haven't gotten to it, turn to Daf Gimel, and look at it together with me. It's really a short point in the Ramban. It's very important. The Gemara is trying to figure out why the Mishnah lists off Kefesh Darambir, but it also says Shalosh Drachim. Isha nicknames with Shalosh Drachim. What does that say three for? I mean, we're taking calculus now. We don't need the Mishnah to list off, to count for us Kefesh Darambir. We can count ourselves. Minyana derashal mutimai, minyana derashal mutimai. Lakonis after Rishay derachim, we don't need the Mishnah to list off for us. So minyana derashal mutimai, the maskana of the Gemara, it's not lemutay chuppah, we'll get to that later. It's lemutay chalipin. Chalipin! Chalipin is not kesef, it's not shtah, it's not bia. It's a different kenyan. Chalipin, that you give a handkerchief to the woman, and you say that you're going to be nicknames to me. I give you this handkerchief, and you're going to be koneh to me. Chalipin, just like at a chasen's tish, we do a kabbalah's kenyan from the chasen. Chasen accepts upon himself all of the obligations of the marriage, and the edim are seeing that. That's what the ksuba is all about. He accepts upon himself to support his wife, and to clothe his wife, and to give her money in the case of death and divorce, all the obligations of marriage, and then we do a kabbalah's kenyan. That's a chalipin. It's a kenyan chalipin, a kenyan suda, that we're exchanging. I give you an object, and you give me the hischaivus, the zchuyos that you're obligating yourself to do. It's like a shaila whether mazdeya can do chalipin, whether money, currency can do chalipin. The simple way to do chalipin is with an object, with a kli. And the halacha is kona the kli, even if the kli is not a shavapruta, it doesn't matter. It's a symbolic gesture. We'll talk about chalipin in greater detail as time goes on. So says the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah comes to exclude. The lashon of the Mishnah that Isha nicknames a shalosh brachim three and not four. What's the fourth? Chalipin. I would have thought that she's nicknames for chalipin. Kamashma, she's not nicknames for chalipin. Why would I have thought she's nicknames for chalipin? Zaka da etach amina says the Gemara. Ho, v'dama kicha kicha mistei Ephron. Masada mikniya b'chalipin af Isha nami mikniya b'chalipin. I would have thought, listen, we're learning kibbush keter from sada. So just like a sada is nicknames for chalipin, sada's nicknames the keter, shtar, the chazaka, and the chalipin. So I think that an isha's nickname is the chalipin too. Why not? We're learning kinyane sada to isha, or the kinyane kedushin we're deriving from kinyane sada. So maybe the woman should be nicknamed the chalipin too? Kamashmalan. The Gemara says no, it's wrong. Kamashmalan the Mishnah, isha nicknames the shalosh rachim and not the chalipin. So why taka can't she be nicknamed the chalipin? The Gemara explains. The chalipin is nicknamed the parchas mishavet pruta. A woman is not nicknames for parchas mishavet pruta. That prat of chalipin prevents a woman from being nicknames for chalipin. That parchas mishavet pruta, the fact that you don't even need a shavet pruta in the kli to be kona of a chalipin, but by isha for some reason, which we're not going to get to now, that's beyond us, parchas mishavet pruta doesn't work by isha, so therefore chalipin is not going to work by isha. I'd count. So the Gemara says that shalosh drachim comes to exclude chalipin. I would have thought, since I'm learning Kinyanim of Kiddushin, Kiddushin Kesef, I'm learning from Stei Ephron, from Kinyanim Karkas, I think that just like a Sada is Nikta B'Chalib, and so to an Isha can be Nikta B'Chalib. So frag the Ramban, Yakasha, before we look at the Ramban.
Why do we even have that Havmi? Don't we only learn Kinyanim
Kesef
from Sada?
You don't learn Kinyanim. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. We're not learning Chalipin too, but I would have thought maybe you should learn. We do learn Shtar. So it happens to be that the real Mokka for Shtar is not from Sada. We don't need Sada for Shtar. V'yatza v'haysa. V'yatza v'haysa v'holcha v'haysa v'ish achar. We learn a hekish from Get. So just like Get is through Shtar, because of the Seva Krisis, so too you can have a Shtar Kiddushin. Come on, Dafhei is going to have that. So we don't need Stei Ephron to learn Shtar. But at first glance, before you know the Gemara Dafhei, you'd imagine that that's what the Gemara is going to say. We learn Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephron to teach me Kiddusha Keset. And the Gemara is going to come around to say, let's learn Shtar from Stei Ephron too. Even though Lamaskona, the Gemara doesn't need that, but that's what you would have thought. So in fact, the Gemara, why not Chalipin? What's wrong? What do you have against Chalipin? Chalipin is also a kinyan of Sada. So Kamash Malano, Chalipin can be nicknamed the Parchas Shavaputa, and Isha is not nicknamed the Parchas Shavaputa. So frag the Ramban, what's going on over here? You're learning Kiddushin from Kinyanei Sada. So what about the other Kinyan Sada? What's another Kinyan Sada? I said it as I was telling you the Kinyanei Sada. I threw it in there. You got it? Chazaka. You can be Kona Sada the Chazaka. What does Chazaka mean? Chazaka means so many different things in different contexts, but Kinyan Chazaka by Karka, what does that mean? What's an example of Kinyan Chazaka by Karka? Does anyone know?
No.
Noal good? Or? Noal good are for us. Either locking the fence, or some Rishonim say installing the lock, not just locking it up, but installing the lock. Goda creating the fence around the field, or Paras breaching the fence. That's a chazaka. That shows bailus on the field, on the karka. That can be called a chazaka. Koshali frek the Ramban. Ela meyata tikna isha v'chazaka domi desana. What the Gemara thinks that Shalosh Durachim comes to a school chalipin, because I would have thought that we learn all, since we're learning Kiddusha Kesef from Stadus, we should be able to learn other Kinyani Stadus to Isha, so then why not be Konan Isha b'chazaka? Now what does that mean to be Konan Isha b'chazaka? To lock her up? Chalipin. To God that parts, what does that mean? The answer is we find chazaka in other contexts too, not just by karka, but by what? Sorry? An animal. Another context. Eved Knaini. Eved Knaini is against the Chazaka too. That's a Mishnah Kiddushan. That Chosei is a Medeza. You'll get to it in a few. How is an Eved Knaini nikne the Chazaka? Not by no other parts, but how? By using the Eved. Using the Eved. If he takes his Kalim to the Beis HaMerchus, he works for him, serves him, that's a chazaka, that's kona be'evet k'naini. So the chora, what the Ramban is asking is, I understand chazaka by sodem. Chazaka has to relate to whatever object or inyan you're being kona. So the chazaka of no other parts exists by karka doesn't apply to isha, but the chazaka of an evet k'naini can apply to an isha. Just like the evet k'naini is thinking of the chazaka through usage, the isha should be thinking of the chazaka through usage. She does the malachas that the Mishnah Ksuba had. She's tochenet, she's ofa. If the husband uses it through that maisa, he should be called a chazaka. Frank the Ramban, why shouldn't the Gemara say that an isha should be nigdas for chazaka? He can't say an isha is not nigdas with bavim shavakut. The chazaka has nothing to do with bavim shavakut. So I can understand that Shalosh Drachim comes to exclude chalipin, but once you assume that there's a havamina that maybe Isha should be nigdas b'chalipin, so I'll tell you, l'maskana, she should be nigdas b'chazaka. Through usage, just like karka and evet k'naini can be nigdas b'chazaka. Whatever usage, whatever action demonstrates violence is enough to be called a b'chazaka.
Can you say chopo would be the
Ilan, right? Ilan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you say chopo would be the chazaka or bring her to the home, even
though Chuppah might be even more than what you need for Kiddushin. You're saying that's usage? How are you using it? You think that's like a nog other part?
I'm saying that these are all going to now get their parts for all the institutions of ownership.
Right.
So bringing her into your home or Chuppah and using all similar to the same thing, you also demonstrate that sort of ownership that's going on.
Right. I don't know if bringing her home demonstrates ownership. If she comes of her own volition, I'm not sure that demonstrates ownership. Fixing the property demonstrates ownership. Using the property, using the item can demonstrate violence. So I think the usage might be stronger. Ellie?
Isn't Gia, like, can that demonstrate?
It can, but I'm saying you can be called an Ishi without Bia through other elements of Chazaka. That's what the Ramban is asking. Chazaka can work even without Bia. Bia might be some kind of usage, I guess.
You only use all three. You only use one. Is the option of Chazaka.
But why shouldn't you be able to dekona a woman by using her to wash your dishes? That's what the Ramban is asking. You could use her to wash the dishes and to bake for you and to do laundry. Those actions, those malachos that she'isha osa labayla, that should be enough to dekona. So says the Ramban, that's not a kasha b'chal. You might never entertain that possibility. You can't dekona an isha b'chazaka. Aye, but you're learning all kinyanim of sada to isha? No. The holokasha, says the Ramban, the ikla meimer, kemen she'en gufa konoi lo shaycha b'chazaka. Says the Ramban, no one had a havamina that chazaka should work by isha. We're not learning all kinyan sada to isha. Because the kinyan of an isha, the kinyan that a baal has the ishto, is not a kinyan of a sada. It's just not the same thing. Kevin she'ein gufa koni, her guf is not koni to the baal, lo shaycha chazaka. Chazaka is only shaykh if you koni the guf adover. But Kiddushin Zokta Ramban is not a kinyan beguf adover. It's not a kinyan beguf isha. Not a kinyan beguf isha. Not like the Tosus or Rosh or the Tashbei. Not a kinyan beguf isha, says the Ramban. So we never had a havamina that chazaka should also work. We never had a havamina. Chazaka only works if you're using the object that now you're going to own, so then the chazaka can work. But if you're not going to own the object, chazaka doesn't work. So how does kesef work? Why are we assuming that kesef should work? Because kesef is just derived from sada. No one is saying that it's creating the same chalos as a kinyan by sada. Maybe it's not creating a kinyan mamon begufa isha. Kiddushin is not a kinyan mamon begufa isha, says the Ramban. We're learning a certain ma'isa kinyan from sada, but it's not creating a kinyan mamon begufa isha. And since it's not creating a kinyan mamon begufa isha, there's no havam in a chazaka should work. What, you just put all the kinyanim of sada onto isha? No. There's no kinyan aguf for the baal, the ishto, so then we're not going to just apply straight across the board that all kinyanim sada should apply to isha. No. It's a special gzer shava, gzer sakasa, that kesef applies to it. It's not going to apply all kinyanim sada to isha. Because the kinyan that exists by sada doesn't exist by isha, so you can't compare the two. Can't compare to. So that kasha was never a kasha b'chalal, says the Ramban. The lashon of the Ramban is critical. He says the husband doesn't have a kinyan b'guf ishto. He doesn't have a kinyan mamon b'guf isha. So what does nikneis mean? Ha'isha nikneis b'sholosh drachim. Vos means that's nikneis according to the Ramban. There's a kinyan. I understand the Ramban is going to emphasize the second element. He says kiddusha really is a chalos issa l'kulei alma. But the Mishnah says nikneis. Isha nikneis b'sholosh drachim. What does nikneis mean? What does nikneis mean according to the Ramban? The chalos kiddushin according to the Ramban is really not klape the baal too much. It's really klape the woman herself, vis-a-vis herself. Now she is asura. There's a chalos issa. There's a chalos issa that takes the place to, that takes place to kiddushin. It's really a chalos in the isha klape atzma, not in the isha klape baila, because he doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the woman. Ah, but she's meshuvedes la to do malacha, Yerusha, Metzia, etc. Rabban says, that's not a kasha. It's just a shiblet. Just a shiblet. She's like a poil. She has to work for the husband. Givaldik. She'll work for the husband. He has shibudim toward her. And Sherek Sus, she has shibudim toward him. Those are shibudim. There's no kinyan aguf in the woman. Kiddushin is just a chalos issa, says the Ramban. The whole thing is just a chalos issa. Asala kuli amak agdish. So why does the Mishnah say Ha'isha Nikneis? What kind of a Lashon Nikneis can you have over here? What's the answer? Yes? Different kasha? Okay, go ahead.
What about the concept of whatever she acquires, he acquires?
Mashakonti isha kana baila, right? But Mashakonti isha kana baila is not a dindaraisa. It's a dindarabana. Now, all the other malachas, the other shibudim that we talk about, those are also dirabana, but we suggested that if you hold the Torah, there is a kinyan aguf in the wife. So it could be all of these in yonim really are the rights. It's just the chachamim are explaining what is part of that kinyan aguf. Right? But you don't have to say that. You could say these are dinim derabbanim that the chachamim added. That once there's a relationship of ishus that also la kuliyama kehegdesh min haTorah, then Chazal create these extra shibudim. Well, ishto kugufa for what? For edus? Those are other halachas. They don't relate to the kinyan. Yaakov?
Going back to Herbie's question, maybe you can suggest that.
Okay, what's the question again? The question is, what does the word nikneis mean if all you have here is a chalos issur kol derabanan? If there's no kinyan aguf, so what does it mean nikneis? Yes. What's the answer? Two words.
I might be no longer.
Okay, four words.
A little longer. There's a kinyan isha.
There is a derais to losha. What is that derais to losha telling me?
There's a mutual agreement.
Mutual agreement.
No,
that's called a Kenyan, a mutual agreement?
There's no moment at all.
What does the word nickname mean? What does the word nickname mean? Two words. What's right? Two words.
Kenyanissa,
that's even too fancy to make you follow me. Before that, what does it mean? What does nickname mean? It means a mice a Kenyan. It's caution, which we're going to get to. Which means a Kenyanissa. A mice a Kenyan, it just means that of course, kiddushin according to the Ramban is a chalos issa. Chalos issa. But how is the chalos issa created? Says the Torah, it's created through a ma'isa kinyan. It's created in the same way that you could create a kinyan mamon, the guf hadavar, but that's not what you're doing over here. See, the limud from Stei Ephron is not that the same kind of chalos kinyan that occurs by sada occurs by isha. That's not the limud. The limud is the same maisa, that can create a chalos kinyan mamun by tzadeh will create a chalos iser by kiddush. The chalos is different in both, but the mechanism that reaches, that gets you to that chalos is the same. That's what nikveis means according to the Rambam. So Zev says, what the Ramban basically is telling us is that Kiddushin is a Kinyan Issa. What is Kinyan Issa? That's what it sounds like, a very lumbish concept. Right? What does Kinyan Issa mean? It means you're doing a Kinyan. It's like an oxymoron almost. Kinyan Issa? Kinyan sounds like Mammon and Issa sounds like Issa. I can even make a Kinyan Issa. What the word Kinyan Issa means is two things. Kinyan Issa means that you create the Chalos Issa through a Kinyan. And the Baal is in control of that chalosis. It's called a kinyan for two reasons. It's called a kinyan because the mechanism that creates the chalosis is a nice kinyan. And it's called a kinyan because there is a bilus. Maybe this is what you meant, Yaakov. There is a bilus over here. What's the bilus? The Baal is in control of this issa. Because without him giving a get, the woman is still asura l'kulei alma. So there are two reasons why the term Kinyan Issa would make sense. This is pshat number one. But pshat number two is that Kiddushin is Chalos Issa B'Kulayama. That's the whole business. But this Chalos Issa is created through what we call a Maisa Kinyan. Right? So the Kinyan, nikneis means there's a Kinyan Issa. Kinyan Issa means that the Chalos Issa occurs through a Maisa Kinyan. And the Ish is the Bailim on that Issa. She's Ein Aniteres Ella Al Yedei Get. This is a totally different way of looking at Kiddushin. It's not that Kiddushin is two different elements that come together. There's a Kinyan Mammon for the Baal and Gufa Isha, and there's a Chalos Issa L'Kulei Alma. Two different things. One might be dependent on the other, or they might be independent, totally separate, but there aren't. Right? It's not... Right. According to the first approach, there are two elements here in Kiddushin. According to the Ramban, there are two elements. There's one element. It's the Chalos Issa. That's what it is. Not like the Rosh and the Tashbeis. The first pshat is the Rosh and the Tashbeis. Chalos Issa Rosh. And the Tashbeis. Fact is Tashbeis. The Ramban clearly disagrees. The Ramban says there is no Kinyan HaGuf the Isha. Says it's a Beferish. That's why there was no Havamina that the Chazaka should work by Isha. Kiddushin is only a Chalos Issa. So why does the Mishnah use the Lashon Nikneis? That's because there is some element of Kinyan here. What's the element of Kinyan? Not Kinyan Mammon. Maisa Kinyan to create the Chalos Issa. And bilus, kinyan meaning bilus, that the husband is in control of the iser. That if he doesn't give a get, she remains esther, and if he gives a get, then she's mutaris. That's why we call it a kinyan here. See, this is the second approach. Okay. Since many of you didn't get an opportunity to look at the Gemara in Daf Tazayin, which develops the notion of kinyan iser, I'll leave that for tomorrow. Let's pedal back to the Meiri and the Rat. Okay, look at the Gemara in Daf Tazayin. That's the mocker for the concept of Kinyan Issa by an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knaini. Ramban writes Beferish that the Kinyan that the owner has in the Eved Ivri and the Eved Knaini is twofold. He has the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Issa. He has two Kinyan in Ba'avdo. Both an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knaini. We'll discuss that. But in the middle of his discussion, the Ramban says, and that's Domi LeKinyan Ishus. The Kinyan that the Adon has in his Eved Knaini is Dami L'Kinyan Ishus, which is the Kinyan Issa. He says Beferish. What does the Ramban mean? He means this, that the wife is not Kani L'Kinyan Haguf to the husband, but the husband is in control of her Chalos Issa. He creates the Chalos Issa through a Maisa Kinyan, and he's in control of it as well. That's why we call it a Kinyan Issa. This is the Ramban sheet as opposed to the Rosh and the Tashbeis, who hold no, it's much more than that. That the husband actually has the Kinyan Mammon B'Gufa Isha, and that's what's created through the Kiddushin. I think perhaps that's what the Ran and the Meiri are disagreeing about. What does the Ran hold? The Ran holds that Kiddushin is what? Careful. The Ran says, Isha nikneis lebaila latzricha get. Kiddushin is totally what? That's all it is. Sister. There's no kinyan mammon. No one would say that the Baal owns her. Even vis-a-vis the malachas that she's hired to do for her, for him, or the shibud, that's midrabanan, that's separate. He doesn't have a kinyan agot in the Isha. It's Isser according to the Ramban. Nikneis lebaila means latzricha get. That's the ikur of kiddushin. Chalos Isser. Chalos Isser. How is that chalos Isser created? It's created through a ma'aseh kinyan, but it's all a chalos Isser. Comes the Meiri and says, no, you're missing half of the boat. Kiddushin is not just a chalos Isser. Kiddushin is a kinyan mamun and a guf ha'isha. The husband mamish has a kinyan mamun and the guf ha'isha. What's the nafkemina to that kinyan mamun and guf ha'isha? So we keep on saying for all the shibudim, the malachas that she has to do, the shibudim, etc. Comes the Meiri and says, no, that's not where the kinyan mamun plays out from kiddushin. How do I see that he has a kinyan mamun and gufa isha at the time of kiddushin? Zafta Meiri, ein kiddushin tostendor. Once she's mekudeshes to this individual, since she's bershus to this individual, she can't accept kiddusha from someone else. The Meiri does add that the kinyan will be nigma b'shas nisuin to have a fuller kinyan haguf b'ishta. Right? He adds that. He adds that at the end. You can't miss that part of the Meiri. Let's continue the Meiri for a moment. Klomar ha'isha nikneis l'makadesh l'ini sh'lo yehe acha yachalizkos bo v'shenen niteres l'shum adam od b'chaya v'ele b'get v'sholosh drachim, etc. And kesef sh'tarubia, etc. U'mikomokom eina nikneis lo b'kach adayin kinyin gomor, said Yair, said Amitai. U'mikomokom eina nikneis lo b'kach adayin kinyin gomor sh'ak hidushin erisin heim osin v'loni suin. It's only a partial kinyin. Ain't a kinyan gomer legamri lehishtabed lo b'shiva malachos v'liskos v'mas yadev yirushasu metziyasu v'chal adabarim atchet tavo chuba v'tigmar hanisuin.
Whoa!
The Meiri clearly says that there is a kinyan over here, and it sounds like it's a kinyan haguf, but it's chal in stage. B'shaft erisin, how is the kinyan haguf chal? Le'inyan zed, that ain't kiddushin tovsimba. She's b'shus habal, she can't accept kiddushin from someone else. B'shas nisuin, then the kinyan is nigmar, b'shas nisuin. It includes all the other shivudim and metziah and matziadayim, etc. The Meiri seems to be saying that there is an element of kinyan mamon, the gufa isha in kiddushin, but there's a nuance of difference, just a little. A nuance of difference between the Tosa Rosh and the Meiri. Did you pick it up? The Tosa Rosh seems to say that the kinyan mamon begufa isha b'shav kiddushin relates to the shibudim of nisuin. Right, remember, the Tosa Rosh says it relates to the shibudim of nisuin. Why? Because the Tosa Rosh learned, like the Rav, that there is no independent kinyan of nisuin, but rather it all flows from the kinyan kiddushin. The kinyan kiddushin really creates the kinyan for everything that's going to be chal in the isha. Nisuin is just a masav, it's just a status of Isha Beveit Habal, as it was written up so beautifully in the sheer outline yesterday. Thank you very much, Ellie. Right? Nisuin is just a masav of Isha Sish Beveit Habal that removes the impediment that prevents the Kinyan Kiddushin from being chal completely. But all of the zechuyos of the Baal and his wife stem from the Kinyan Kiddushin. So that's why the Rosh learns that the Shibudim relates to Kinyan Kaspo of Kiddushin. She can be called, the Isha can be called Kinyan Kaspo of Shaf Kiddushin, because all these Shibudim are being chal from them. Not the Meiri, no. The Shibudim and the Zchuyos of Nisun are chal v'shaf Nisun. He seems to be learning that Nisun is really a separate Kinyan, a little different. Not like the Rav, right? The Meiri is not like the Rav here. Right? He's saying that there are two different Kinyan. There's a Kinyan of Kiddushin and a Kinyan of Nisun, and they accomplish different kinyanim, right? But he does agree that there is a kinyan mamon begufa isha. The kinyan mamon begufa isha creates certain kinyanim, certain zechuyos at different times. The kinyan mamon begufa isha b'shach kiddushin accomplishes that ain't kiddushin's ultimate. that no one else can be mekadesh her because she's already b'shus habal. And the kinyan mamon at the time of nisuin through the chuppah, through the yichud, through the mechanisms of nisuin will accomplish that the shibudim of the woman to her baal are going to be chal, and she's going to have to serve the baal in certain ways. That's because it's a kinyan aguf in the isha, kinyan mamon and guf isha to the baal. The Meiri seems to be learning like the Tashbetz and the Rosh, with a nuance of difference between him and the Rosh, that he holds there are Tzvei Dinim, there's Kedushin and there's Nisuin, and there are different Kinyonim, different parts of the Kinyon that are Chal at different periods of time. But fundamentally, he's agreeing to the Rosh, that there is a Kinyon, Mammon and Gufa Isha, as a result of the Kedushin. Question? Yeah?
One could think the Meiri into the Rosh by saying, because the Meiri is a Lashon of being HaKinyon Gomor.
I don't think so, because it sounds like Nisuin is doing something extra. It doesn't sound like it's a matzav. He sounds like he's saying it's a mix of kinyan b'shas erisin and b'shas Nisuin. There's another kinyan. I just feel from the lashon of the Meiri, it sounds like there are two different things going on. Yes, that's what it seems. That's what it seems to me. So if you think that the Ran, if you look back to Rashi, okay, let's pedal back to Rashi. Question, Yoli?
I
didn't see the word Beis Aval in the Meir. Maybe I have to read it again.
No,
Ein HaKinyan Gomer LeGamri. Ein HaKinyan Gomer LeGamri.
Right,
he doesn't say Ein HaKinyan Chal LeGamri. He says Ein HaKinyan Gomer LeGamri. Achetavo chupa v'tigmar hanisuin. What is being gomer at these nisuin? Not the kiddushin, it's the chupa. It says the chupa is gomer. I mean, you could say the Gemara Daf Hei says chupa gomer. It's not the Meiri's fault. Okay, but the posh of Shad is he said it's the chupa that's gomer the kiddushin. It's not that the chupa enables the kiddushin to be gomer the kiddushin. The posh of Shad here doesn't sound like that. How does this all relate to Rashi? Let's pedal back. That's what we came for. We want to understand Rashi. It's nice to look at the Rishon, but really, I'm looking for Rashi. Gemara Rashi says, Rashi had a word. Aisha nicknames Levaila. What does the word Levaila mean? So if the Ran is explaining Rashi, what does the word Levaila mean according to Rashi? Let's see again. Levaila is coming to limit to say that there is no Kenyan Haguf. The Isha, it's only Latzricha gets that there's a chalos issa b'shav kiddushin, and the Baal is in control of that issa. Without a get, she's not going to be muteres lashuk. That's what Labaila is coming to say. Let me tell you, I don't like it.
Didn't the Ran live before Rashi? Though, wouldn't the Rashi be explaining the Ran and just have edited out those words, or he had a back
here? Either way, but it. The Ra'ah lived after Rashi, and he learned Rashi like the Ran. Okay, so I'm just putting the Ran and the Ra'ah again. So that's what the Ra'ah actually says. If you look at the Ra'ah, he basically says the same as the Ran. Efshe Shirashi Hirgish the Lotsara Kinyan Ela B'Dovah Shekonot Zaguf V'achalo Shaych Chinakonis Atzma. The Ra'ah asks, Rashi Labaila, why does he say Labaila? Because Rashi is sensitive. But how can the Mishnah say Niknes? How can we use the Lashon Kinyan? Kinyan only makes sense if there's a Kinyan Aguf. There's no Kinyan Aguf over here. The Ra'ah echoes the Ramban. There's no Kinyan Aguf over here. The Kones Atzma, what's more, the Hemshech of the Mishnah, what does the Kones Atzma mean? She's not Kona herself. The Baal was never calling her Mitzchila, so if he never had the Kinyan Aguf, how is she getting back her Guf? So there are, Pirish Rashi, the Kinyan B'Hocha, Hainu Le'inyin Baila. Le'Baila means Le'inyin Baila. This is the Rashi that we're referring to. Isha nicknames Le'Baila, Vasmeintas, Zoktera O, Le'inyin Baila. What do you mean Le'inyin Baila? Le'inyin Isha. Klomar le'inyan ishu. The kones atzma, what does the kones atzma mean? B'pir shrashi zal, the kinyan d'hocha hainu le'inyan baila, klomar le'inyan ishu, the kones atzma, lios b'rshusa, not lios b'shtai, there's a mistake there. Lios b'rshusa le'hinase le'achem. to be able to marry someone else. Meaning, le'inyan baila, le'inyan ishus, le'inyan issa v'heta. That's what Rashi is saying. Le'baila, he's coming to limit the word nikneis. Nikneis doesn't mean that the husband owns her. It means he's in control of her chalos issa. That's what it means according to Rashi. You'll see the Ra'ah. And I would submit even the Ran as well. Okay, similar idea. Latrich again. Nikneis means the Baal is in control, Kinyan Isser, the Baal is in control of the Chalos Isser. He is the one who can make her muteris by giving her a gefa. Without that, she can't get it. Nikneis lebaila, le'inyan baila, le'inyan ishus. She is nikneis, the Baal is in control of that Chalos Isser. That's how the Ra'ah learned Rashi. But one can learn Rashi differently. I'm not convinced that this is the Parshat Shad in Rashi. I'm not convinced this is the Parshat Shad in Rashi. Because if you look at the Rashi, Rashi doesn't say le'ini baila. He says le'baila to her husband. It doesn't say le'ini baila. What's more, in the Seif of the Mishnah, what does it say? Hayavam nicknames. Hayavam nicknames b'biyah. What does Rashi say over there? Hayavam nikneis liyavam. What does that mean? Le'inyan yavam? That doesn't flow as well. Right? If this le'baila means le'inyan baila, so it's not parallel to the hemshech of Rashi. Le'baila doesn't sound like le'inyan baila, it sounds like le'baila mamish. If le'baila means le'inyan baila, what's the hemshech liyavam? That's not le'inyan yavam. What's more, the Hemshech of Rashi itself is difficult according to the Ra'ah and the Ran. What does Rashi say? V'konet atzma liot yeshusa lehinase la'achek. According to the Ra'ah, what should Rashi have said? V'konet atzma liot muteres la'achek. Lehinase la'achek. He adds extra words. Which word? Liot yeshusa. What do those words mean? She's not Bershusa when she's married. She's still Bershusa. The husband doesn't own her. She's still Bershusa Asma. She's Asura, but she's, right? She's Asura Lekulei Alma, but when did she leave her Rishus? What does Leos Bershusa mean over here? According to the Ra'ah, Rashi shouldn't have said Leos Bershusa. The Ra'ah is just Mavliyah. He just puts it in. Yeah, there was a problem in terms of the gears over there, right? Right? But the Konis Atzal Leos Bershusa Lehina Se La'acha. Yeah, there's a problem with the gears because the emes is, it's the problem with the Rashi according to the Ra'ah. Those words don't really belong at all. It should just say, v'konis atzma lehinatzei la'acher. She acquires the potential to get married to someone else if she gets a get. But what does Leos Bershusa mean? I think even though the Ra'ah explains Rashi along the lines of the Ran, that really there's no kinyan mamon begufa isha in Kiddushin, I think it's more logical, if I may say, I think it's more logical to explain Rashi like the Meiri. That Rashi is saying Lebaila, nicknames Lebaila means to be Shel Habal, not Inyan Baila, but Lebaila. That she should belong to the husband. The husband should own her. Not Kishar v'chamaro, he can't sell her. But he has a Kenyan Maman and a Gufa Isha. That's what Lebaila means. Shudo Kamashma, that she's Bershus Baila. Not Inyan Baila, but to be Bershus Baila. That's what Rashi meant. And that's what Rashi means later on in the Mishnah as well. Hayavam and Nikneis Liyavam Lios Bershus Hayavam. And now we understand why Rashi had to add this word. Because if he had not said Labaila, then you would have thought that she's Nikneis Le'inyan that she needs to get in order to be Muteres Lashuk. No. Rashi adds Labaila. There's a Kenyan Haguf in this woman. It's a real Kenyan. Don't misinterpret the word nikneis that it's only a mice, a kinyan, to create a chalos issa. No, lebaila. She's owned by the baal. She's b'shus ha-baal. There's a kinyan ha-guf in the woman to the baal. And that's why in Kiddushin told him of a shas Kiddushin. Extra, even the shibudim of shas nisuim will stem from the Kenyan moment of Shas Kiddushin. Maybe not, maybe yes, maybe no. We talked about that, right? At least the halacha that in Kiddushin Tosimba is chal due to the Kenyan haguf that the husband has in his wife with Shas Kiddushin. If that's Pshat in Rashi, then we understand the Hemshech of Rashi very well. Konet atma lios birshusa lehinotze la'acher. Rashi there is not picking up on the fact that she's konas atzva to be muteret la'achen, that she's no longer asura l'kuliyama. No, he's picking up on the fact that chidushin atofsin ba le'acher after the get. Of course, she's going to be muteret, but that's not the key of what Rashi is saying. He's saying lios b'shusa. Right now, ain't chidushin tofsin ba because she's b'shusa ba'al. But when she gets the get, then she's b'shus atzma, and she can marry someone else, chidushin will be tofsin ba. According to the Ra'ah, that line, the konas atzva lios b'shusa linotzi la'acher, that line is saying she's konas atzva to be muteret la'acher. According to the way that we're suggesting, l'si the Meiri, that line is saying that she's b'shus atzma and chidushin are tofsin ba me'acher. It's a totally different shot in that line of Rashi. So now we have two approaches in Rashi. According to the Ra'ah, and I'll suggest the Ran as well, Rashi is a limited, he's taking a limited shot in Kiddushin. He's assuming like the Ramban, that really there is no Kenyan Mamon in a Gufa Isha to the Baal. There's only a Chalos Isser. That Chalos Isser might be called a Kenyan Isser, as Zev wanted to suggest, as we'll develop tomorrow at greater length. It could be called a Kenyan Isser because the Baal is in control of the Chalos of that Isser, because it's only he who can be Mata that Isser through a get. And the Chalos Isser is created through a Maitre Kenyan, so we'll call it a Kenyan, but it's not really a Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan Mamon. That's what Rashi might be suggesting. Labaila might mean Le'inyan Baila, that she's nicknamed through the Maitre Kenyan for the Chalos Isser. That's all Rashi meant. The Konas Atzva, to be Muteres to someone else. But according to the Meiri, if we put Rashi and the Meiri together, then maybe Rashi means something different. That no, she's actually nicknamed Leos B'shut Haba. That there's going to be a Kenyan Mamon to the Baal. She's, her goof is Kone to the Baal. First of all, the Inyan that Enkidushin Tov Simba, and maybe even that all the Shibudim that are going to take effect B'shasni Suin, really they have their Shoresh in the Kenyan Aguf that the Baal has in his wife Mishat Kiddushin. And then the Hemshech of Rashi is very beautiful. The Kone Sa'atzu means Lios B'shusa L'hinase La'acher, that she reacquires her own Rishus. She was B'shus HaBaal. There was a Kenyan Aguf that the Baal had in the woman. Now she reacquires her Rishus, she's Rishus Atma, and that's why Kiddushin can be so simple. Yes?
If you
want
the Ran, then why doesn't
say Konas Atma? Konas Atma means that you need some kind of a Maisa Kenyan. The Maisa Kenyan is Shtar. Right? There's also a Maisa. It just means that there's a Maisa for her to be Maka herself. Yeah, it's certainly better according to the Meiri.
Right, so
but the same way that it says nicknames for Inin Kiddushin, it could have a Kona Tzatz for Inin Gerishin. You do need a Maisa. So the Shtar Gerishin is like a Kenyan of Shtar. Right? But it's, and that's creating the Hetta. Yaakov?
Along those lines, how would Rebbe be in the back and forth of the Zohar to the Rebbe on Lashon on days and days?
We're going to get to that tomorrow, Mitzvah. Yes?
I got a question. How can you say that Mitzvah Baal under a Maisa Kiddushin?
That's a good question. Right, that's a good question. The Konas Atma, I mean, how does Mises Abal fit into the Konas Atma of the Chal? She's not doing anything. It just happens by itself. That's Samakash. But the Mishnah just puts the two of them together, yes?
You can ask you more, you can ask the same question that I get. Is she doing anything with Debbie also? She's not doing anything with Debbie.
Right, she's not doing anything. So what does it mean, the Konas Atma? The answer is there's some... By get, you can see that there is a Maisa Kenyan. By Misa, there is no Maisa Kenyan. So the Mishnah puts the two of them together, even though it's Lavdafka, right? It's not the Konas Atma at all by Misa, because Misa is not a Maisa Kenyan in any realm. Right? So the Lashon is a little Lavdafka when it comes to Misa. When it comes to get, you can at least say there is a Maisa Kenyan, and that's the Shtar Gerish. Okay, we'll stop here.
Ready?
Second read of Rashi, also has the